You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
A couple of new movies opening today. There's yet another Halloween movie called Halloween Kills, and Jamie Lee Curtis, Jeremy, has returned to take on Michael Myers.
I know you're still milking it. Still milking it.
And why not?
Cashing that check.
And there's a new movie with Matt Damon and Ben Affleck called The Last Duel, based on an actual historical event from 14th century France. My son went to see the new James Bond movie yesterday. He says it's good.
It's good. All right. It's 2.5 hours of entertainment.
Yeah, he says it's long. It's good. He says it's good because the guy who directed it, and I don't know his name, but he's the guy who directed the first season of True Detective. That was the one with Matthew McConaughey and Woody Harrelson.
Yeah.
And everyone raved about that season of True Detective. He says it's the same guy directing.
So. Okay.
Listen, you've got some delightful morning commutes in your future because CDOT says they don't have enough snowplow drivers for this winter.
Oh, no.
I'll just let that sink
they
in.
They do? Is that right?
Yeah, I was reading the story this morning. They say they're at about, have like 20% fewer than they need.
875 plows I saw were active. Is that the number you were reading? Because I was thinking that number was high. I was like, whoa.
They're usually about 10% below what they think would be optimum, but they're like 20% below right now.
I'm up pretty early. I can get up just a little earlier and hit a few of the side roads before I come in, I guess.
Well, I was going to say, you could put a blade on the front of America's pickup.
Why not?
If it's running today.
It's running.
Okay.
It's running. Funny story about that. I'll tell you later. But the mechanic, well, I'll just tell you now what the mechanic said on the phone. He was the cheesiest guy. He goes,
"What did he say?
Hey, Jerry, your truck's ready to pick up. It's purring like a kitten."
Mm-hmm.
All right. Eric.
So is his bank account.
All right, Eric, I'll be in a few. It's purring like a kitten.
With the grand you gave him, I'm sure he's purring.
I told
too.
Nicole that. She's like, "What?"
It was a couple of years ago. We had a get ready to do, by the way, your Queen Elizabeth impression. It was a couple of years ago that we went into detail about the Queen's daily cocktails. She has her favorite, which is a Dubonnet and gin with a slice of lemon and lots of ice. That's what she
Bring
likes.
Bring me more ice!
Mm-hmm. And then she has a little nightcap of champagne every night just before bed.
God.
I love it, man.
The queen is feeling loopy.
Let me tell you something.
Hey.
She's 95 years
old. It's one of those things. You're that age. Just enjoy it.
Cause and effect, maybe.
Drink up.
Maybe. But now, some bad news. She's about to scream out, "Off with their heads!"
Be gone!
Because her doctors have said she must stop drinking her alcohol.
She's not going to stop.
How do you tell the queen to stop?
Well, you just stop serving it to her.
Oh, she's the queen.
You just slap it out of her hand. She's just a little old woman.
There is a source that within Buckingham Palace who says it seems a trifle unfair that at this stage in her life, she's having to give up one of very few pleasures.
Yeah, chill out. Leave the queen alone.
Anyway, she's got to stop tippling, as they say.
I'm so wasted.
What else is trending?
Probably the biggest trending news on TikTok today. This is great news for you, Dom. Dark bags under your eyes are now fashionable.
I'm so in.
Having dark circles under your eyes might be trendy right now. It's some TikToker with 3 million followers named Sarah Carstens. She did a makeup tutorial where she added extra shading under her eyes to make her look exhausted. It went viral. Now a bunch of people are doing it. It was picked up by Yahoo Style. And they're saying that dark bags are suddenly in vogue, Dom. Dark bags are so hot. And, of course, some folks are online pushing to normalize the look and to get people to stop covering them up with concealer if they're natural, if that's your natural look. So, anyway, you got dark bags. Hey, you are super trendy today. Do you see Coldplay's new shtick? This is kind of cool. Their upcoming world tour will aim to be more sustainable by using a dance floor that creates electricity. Mm-hmm. So Chris Martin, lead singer for Coldplay, was talking about it, and he says, you know, like when we're up there and we say, everybody jumping down. He says, yeah, the crowd's literally going to need to jump up and down because if you don't, the lights are going to go out. So the dance floor is going to power the stadium. They're also going to use solar energy, recycled cooking oil at some of the restaurants, from some of the restaurants.
It's pretty cool.
The tour is expected to produce 50% less carbon dioxide emissions than the last one. So I can kind of see this catching on with other bands.
It's a green tour.
It's a green tour, man, and it's what a great idea.
I'm going to be sending out a link to all of that in this week's News for Nerds
mailer neat.
Today in the Mindbender Club, because I think it's so dang cool.
I like that they're building their sets with bamboo.
Yeah.
So don't
Which
let any
grows like remarkably
don't
fast.
Don't let any pandas in, let me tell you that. Here's the least surprising stat you're going to hear all day. 37% of men over 30 say that they're going to be packing on the pounds during football season. Thanks to all the beer, snacks, and sitting around. And they're also blaming the holidays. Almost 50% of men in the survey say they've gained about 20 pounds in the past decade.
Wow.
They're packing it on. And then it goes on to talk about the things that they would give up to get six-pack abs, including watching sports and
no, they wouldn't.
Giving up sexy time.
No, they wouldn't.
No, they wouldn't. Not at
no,
all.
They wouldn't.
And here's a guy who's definitely not losing any weight. The Cheesecake Factory has nearly 36 cheesecakes on their menu, DT. And this dude named Vince wandered into one of the Cheesecake Factory locations and ordered a slice of all 35 cheesecakes they have on their menu. Now, he didn't finish every slice, but he just kind of did his own little taste test and then went online and ranked all their cheesecakes. Very subjective. Of course.
Well, yeah.
It wasn't scientific at all.
And I've got to throw it out. His results have to get thrown out for one very obvious reason.
Well, here's the top one. The Dulce de Leche Caramel, however you say that. That was the top one. And then the Lemon Meringue, followed up by Key Lime, Tiramisu, and then their Fresh Strawberry one.
Yeah. But the whole thing has to be rejected because he stated right up front, I don't like chocolate.
I know.
So he put the chocolate ones down
at the bottom.
Well, he's lost all credibility.
Yeah, you know, that's funny. I didn't even know they had that many. Like, if I go there, I just get the strawberry one. That's the one that they pimp, you know, right in the front window. Mm-hmm. That's their go-to.
Why don't you expand your horizons a little bit?
I don't want
get
a key lime one. I don't want a pumpkin cheesecake. Mm. I don't want whatever the low-licious cheesecake is. Is that a low-calorie cheesecake?
You certainly don't want that.
Those need to be scraped right into the trash.
Plus, I can't go anyway because they have factory in their
That's
name,
right. So. You'd never be seen there. All right, let's do clickbait. Find it on our Facebook, Dom and Jeremy on the FB. This is a good one. It's a very interesting story. This happened back in April. It was a kid out in Illinois who Rickrolled his entire school district. It's 11,000 students all at once. He hacked into the school system and turned on every TV projector in every classroom and played Never Gonna Give You Up by Rick Astley.
Beautiful.
And then he sent a report to the school district pointing out the security flaw that allowed him to do it. Well, he's back in the news because he wrote a blog post about how he did it. The school district's not going to press charges. But the whole story and then video from inside one school is on our Facebook page where all the big screens in the classroom are playing Never Gonna Give You Up.
God, that's great.
It's really, really, really cool that this kid did this, actually. Even though it's really bad, it's really kind of cool. So check it out on our Facebook, Dom and Jeremy.
Clickbait.